Konnichiwa from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Japan Update from the 9th of October 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Japan. On Friday the 4th, Japan elected Sanae Takaichi as the new leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, which means that she will likely become the country's first ever female prime minister. Her position as prime minister won't become official until the Diet vote later this month, but it's almost certain that she will become the country's new leader. Once she becomes prime minister, Takaichi will meet with U.S. President Donald Trump on the 28th of October. She said she hopes to build trust with Trump through Shinzo Abe's, the former prime minister's, policies, since Trump and Abe had a good relationship during Trump's first presidency. Takaichi will also likely attend the upcoming Association of Southeast Asia Nations and Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summits. Next up, on Monday the 6th, three scientists, Mary Brunko, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi, won the 2025 Nobel Medicine Prize for their research on peripheral immune tolerance, which is a part of the immune system that stops the body from attacking itself so that it only attacks harmful viruses and cells. This research is important because it can help develop new treatments for cancer and autoimmune diseases. Sakaguchi is a Japanese professor at the University of Osaka. The university celebrated his accomplishment the following day on Tuesday the 7th. You'd think that would be Japan's only Nobel win this year, but no. On Wednesday the 8th, Susumu Kitagawa won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry with two other scientists in his team, Richard Robson and Omar Yagi. The three developed metallic organic frameworks, which are materials with porous structures that can store and filter gases. These materials are used in carbon capture, water harvesting, and toxin storage. You may recall from previous shows that a number of battery fires have made the headlines. Media outlet NHK reported on Thursday the 2nd that at least 100 fires in Japan between early 2021 and August 2024 were caused by recalled products containing lithium-ion batteries. The Consumer Affairs Agency linked about 400 fires to this same type of battery, the kind used in portable chargers, e-bike batteries, and laptops. Some of these incidences even caused injury, including a July 2024 Tokyo train fire sparked by a charger that had already been recalled. Masato Nakamura, a lawyer who handles many of these cases, explained that a lot of times, recall notices never actually reach the people who bought the products. NHK added that it's usually up to the manufacturers or sellers to decide how to notify consumers about recalls, and as it turns out, they're not always great at it. At least the organizers of the World Expo in Osaka, Western Japan, seem to be good at their job. They announced on Tuesday the 7th that by the time the expo closes next week, it will likely have made a surplus of 23 to 28 billion yen, which is about $150 to $185 million. Over 24 million people have visited the expo, boosting ticket sales and buying merchandise featuring the expo's mascot, Mayaku Mayaku. Elsewhere in Osaka, police arrested Vietnamese business owner Tran Thai Thu Hayuan and her husband Tamayuku Takij on Monday the 6th. They allegedly hid about 45 tons of Vietnamese rice as mug beans to get out of tariffs and inspections. The couple reportedly sought to profit from Japan's recent surge in rice prices by selling the imported Vietnamese rice, pretending it was made in Japan. Customs officers first uncovered the trick in June after finding rice hidden behind mug beans in two containers. Hayuan's company had falsely declared similar shipments over 20 times this year, so the police are investigating and conducting raids on the company. Speaking of raids, police and hunters are currently looking into a bear attack that happened in central Japan. The incident occurred on Sunday the 5th, Shirakawa-go, a World Heritage Village in Gifu Prefecture and major tourist hotspot. The bear cub appeared near a bus stop and injured a 45-year-old Spanish tourist. It surprised many first because it was so close to such a popular destination, but also because most bear attacks have taken place in north, not in central Japan. Authorities have closed walkways near the incident as police and hunters search for the animal. In weather news, Typhoon No. 22 hit southern Japan on Thursday the 9th. It caused 207 millimeters, or 8 inches of rain, a record amount for the Izu Islands, an island chain 170 miles, 270 kilometers south of Tokyo. Hundreds of people have fled to evacuation centers, but one person who was fishing near Osio, Kanagawa Prefecture, near Tokyo, died. Also in Kanagawa, Tokayu Railways has a programming error in its automatic train control system likely caused the collision between two trains on Sunday the 5th in Kawasaki City, which disrupted service for about 650,000 passengers. The system has a failsafe that should make the train brake automatically when it detects another train ahead. However, an error prevented the train from braking, which caused a train bound for Shibuya to hit an out-of-service train partially sticking out onto the main track. The company is now checking similar systems in its other trains and has promised preventative measures after apologizing for the incident. In business news, Makri, an online flea market, held a press conference on Thursday the 9th, saying that it may restrict listings of certain high-demand products to stop malicious selling. This move follows the recent incident where people bought McDonald's Happy Sets just to get Pokemon cards and resell them, creating lots of food waste as resellers threw the meals away. The policy update marks the first revision to the company's basic terms since 2021, when reselling of pandemic-related goods became an issue. The new results will let Makri forbid listings of items with unethical sales practices. Makri also said that it will continue updating its rules so that people can trust its online marketplace. In other news, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which consists of 38 countries including Japan, Australia, the US, and many European nations, released a report on Tuesday the 7th that found that, in 2024, Japanese teachers continued to work the longest hours among the organization's countries. Elementary teachers averaged 52 hours per week and junior high teachers 55, both about 15 hours above global averages. However, it is a slight improvement compared to 2018 when Japanese teachers worked on average of 4 hours longer, which may be partly thanks to government reforms capping overtime. Japanese long teacher hours mostly come from paperwork and extracurricular activities like clubs. Finishing off this edition on a lighter note, Shimada City in Shizuoka Prefecture, Central Japan, will be holding one of the most unique festivals in the country, the Shimada Ubi Festival. For those who don't know, ubi are traditional women's belts worn with a kimono. This festival, which has been going on for over 300 years, features a parade with performers, both men and women, wearing fancy robes and pulling huge decorative floats. One of the most distinctive parts of the parade is the men's costumes, which have elaborate colorful ubi tied to wooden swords strapped to their backs and waist. The parade is free for anyone to watch and will take place from Saturday the 11th to Monday the 13th in the Hantori neighborhood, right around Shimada Station. To learn more, check out the official website with the link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Got any feedback? Send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Matane.